The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Well, we're coming up to our very last Energize Green show here on CNN, but don't despair because
we're not going away.
We're getting better
and bigger
and lots more fun. We have joined forces with Mother Earth News Magazine, and we're going to be changing the name of the show to Mother Earth News Radio.
I can't wait.
Me neither. It's going to be a blast. And so this week, just coming up here in a few minutes, will be our last Energize Green show with
Energize Green on Halloween.
That's right, Energize Green on Halloween. And of course, I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we have just really enjoyed doing the show. We're loving our home here at CNN and have just a lot of fun here in Dallas-Fort Worth, getting to know everyone around the area who's going green. And we're just so thrilled that we've kind of attracted some of the national attention of folks like Mother Earth News.
And others,
that's right. And the show is now syndicating. We're going all around the country. And so we're very happy and excited about that as well. And it's all because of you listeners, you folks who support us and send us emails and say hi to us. Gosh, I ordered a Domino's pizza the other night, and the gentleman came to the door and he said, Andrea Rideout, you're that gal that's on that green radio show on Saturday mornings.
And I've had people walk up to me and say, you're the solar man. I go, yes, I am.
Dan the solar man, that's right.
And becoming known. But, you know, although we're local here for the first few minutes, we're national for the rest of it, but people were here in Dallas-Fort Worth for you.
That's right. And speaking of things going on in Dallas-Fort Worth, there are some exciting events that are coming up. And listeners around the area, if you've been wanting to go green, these are some things that you can get involved with, and lots of them are free.
You can go learn about them, especially in this case. We've got several events coming up on the west side of the Metroplex. Usually everything is focused on the east side, the Dallas area. Dallas is very progressive, Irving and so forth. The city of Fort Worth has got several events coming up.
And on November 7th and November 14th, both Saturdays, starting next Saturday, the Master Composter class is going on in Fort Worth. If everybody goes to this, you are going to actually receive a compost bin when you get done, so it's well worth it. You spend 2 days in the classroom and doing hands-on activities. You're going to learn proper leaf management, the ins and outs of composting, including vermicomposting, and you get to, like I said, if you complete both days, you get a compost bin. You can go to the Fort Worth website at fwbg.org and find out more, including how to register and how to get that free compost bin.
That is a mouthful. It's fwbg.org all by itself. Well, Sunday, November 8th, you have recycling at the Texas Motor Speedway. Got volunteers from all over coming out to help keep Fort Worth beautiful, and Coca-Cola is also participating as they collect recyclables out of the stands after the race.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We ought to go do that.
Got the big race coming up, and then afterwards they're going to collect all of the recyclables out of the stands. And for more information, you can contact Jay Long at, and this is all one word, Jay Long, J-A-Y-L-O-N-G, at Coke, CokeCCE.com.
Fantastic.
Oh, my golly sakes.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. We need to go out and do that, Dan, collect Coke cans out of the stands. And then Tuesday, November 10th, this is a really cool workshop. It's called Recycling, Don't Stop There.
Another City of Fort Worth event.
And it's going on, the City of Fort Worth is actually combining with the folks from the City of Arlington and the UTA people, the University of Texas at Arlington. They're inviting local businesses to a free workshop to learn how to implement business recycling. And so this is a great thing. If you can get the companies doing it, I mean, these are the folks producing a lot of the trash. They're going to help everybody. They're going to trickle down to consumers. All of us are going to learn how to recycle. I think it's going to be a great thing.
And for information on that one, they can go to our website. The website for that one is very long. They go to Energize Green, only we're going to be moving here soon. Keep an eye on that. It's still energizegreen.com, and it'll be there for a while. We're not moving. We're just changing our name.
And we're changing our name to Mother Earth News, and we're just thrilled about that.
Mother Earth News Radio.
That's right. And we're going to be part of the Mother Earth News family, a wonderful magazine that actually started in 1970 on Earth Day. That's right.
Earth Day is their birthday.
Earth Day is their birthday. And today on Halloween, I'm just thrilled to be here and be going green, going orange and going green. And I just want to make a mention, if you've got little trick-or-treaters who are going to be out and
this
about
evening.
This evening, evening.
Please be careful.
Be super careful. Keep an eye on them as I keep an eye on my kids, even though they're all grown up. We still enjoy trick-or-treating and giving out candy and stuff, too.
It is fun, but you still have to be careful. Have the kids wear something light. Carry a flashlight with you, a new LED flashlight. Those last a long time.
And I want to mention now, there are a couple of more events coming out, a little bit more on the national scale in November. We've got Green America's Business Conference. This is actually going on out in San Francisco, November 11th and 12th. And you can find out more about that at our website, energizegreen.com. And then the folks from Mother Earth News are going to be out in San Francisco, November 13th through 14th. Brian Welch and Casey Compton, our friend from Herb Companion, and Tabitha Alderman, who is from Mother Earth News, are going to be out there so you can meet and greet and have some fun finding out more about green. And of course, Dan, you've loaded
That'll all be on the website.
EnergizeGreen.com. And then lastly, we've got coming up in Austin, mark your calendars in February. There's a really cool conference coming up as well. You can find out about that at EnergizeGreen.com too. And we'll be back with more Energize Green, our very last show. That's right, on Halloween here on CNN in just a moment.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
All right, welcome to Energize Green. We have a great hour of power coming up for you, as usual, Dan.
I'm excited.
Well, we've got some friends that you're going to like. Cheryl Long's with us from Mother Earth News.
Oh, one of my favorite people
Absolutely.
In the whole world.
And you remember a few weeks ago when we were out at the State Fair and we had all those cool pencils and the umbrellas with our name on
Everything.
Them and all that neat stuff?
Uh-huh.
John Simonetta, the guy with Proforma Green who embossed all that stuff.
They have got some incredible things. They gave you a jacket that is just
yeah.
phenomenal.
Yeah, you wanted that jacket,
Oh,
didn't
my
you?
Golly. I was a little bit jealous. It was cold and
jealous?
Rainy. Oh, my golly. And
I don't think it would fit you.
No, but I'll tell you, when you're cold, anything works.
Yeah, well, I love my jacket, actually. Our friend Keith Lyles is going to join us from Super Roof, and he's going to actually be talking about cold weather roofs and some of the things that you can be thinking about this fall if you're thinking of changing your roof and you want something that's more energy efficient. So I think we've got some great topics.
I know we do.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we get started with Cheryl Long?
Cheryl, are you there?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Hey,
oh,
how's
my
it going?
Golly.
Well, we love having you on the show. Gosh, you were just on last week, and we loved it talking about bees.
Yep.
Bees, and more bees.
I like the article that you had in the magazine about how to build a very simple bee house, if you will, something,
I got
a beehive.
I got really excited about that, Dan. You know, honeybee hives are fairly complicated, and they're not that cheap to kind of get started if you want to just keep a few hives to help your garden. But this new system, this old system, it's a simpler system. It's called Top Bar Hives. Much easier to build. Anybody that, you know, is halfway handy with a saw and a hammer could
build
one of these. And
halfway handy.
You don't even
halfway.
If you want the honey, you don't even have to bother. You just set it out in the corner of your garden and let the bees live there, and then they'll pollinate all your garden crops. And then if you do want some honey, it's a fairly simple process to remove it, and you don't need the centrifuge and all the fancy frames and everything that the commercial beekeepers use. So I was really excited. I never had heard about this before until somebody tipped us off on it. So we did an article in Mother Earth News about it so that people could do it, even if they just wanted a small amount of honey or to take care of their bees in their garden.
Well, and as you know, we grow. We learn and we grow. Like you say, you guys learn something from a tip from one of your readers.
Right.
We learn stuff all the time from listeners. And I have some friends who live down the road from my little farm. They're organic farmers down here. And we've been talking about bees. Gosh, it seems like every time I get together with them, we talk about bees. And I had noticed that I have a large birdhouse in the front of my house, my little farmhouse. And I've got the thing full of bees right now, the whole thing.
Yeah, or maybe wasps, you know.
No, it's bees. It's actually bees.
Yeah, they'll move into – that's kind of what this top bar. It's just a nice big box with a lid that you can remove and a little strip of wax to kind of guide the bees to on each bar to kind of get them started. But, you know, some people actually put out little bottomless sort of bird houses in their garden because wasps like to use those for nesting boxes, and the wasps eat caterpillars.
Yes, they do. I've seen it happen. We've talked about it on previous shows.
And so as much as we've been taught our entire lives to be afraid of wasps and, you know, kill those wasps, man, shoot them with something that you can shoot 10 feet away, the wasps are our friends and they're doing good around the garden.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the topics that you guys are covering in Mother Earth News right now, or maybe sometime this fall, I think. How about talking a little bit about harvesting these veggies sooner in the spring with some of these low-cost methods that you've got, those quick hoops I was reading about. Those are super cool.
It's a pretty slick system. It's kind of just a refinement of something that's been around quite a while. But basically,
it's a do-it-yourself thing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crops that do pretty well in cooler temperatures, but most people don't really take much advantage of that. Spinach is a perfect example. Most people really enjoy spinach and salads and so forth. And it loves the chilly weather. And it'll even go right through winter in many parts of the country as long as you give it a little bit of protection, maybe snow cover or some dry leaves. But if these quick hoops, what you do is you put some hoops, either plastic or you can bend metal electrical conduit.
Can you use old PVC and stuff like that?
Yeah, old PVC would.
It's whatever you have, basically.
Yep, and you just put some hoops over your bed, and then first you put down what we call a row cover, which is a fabric that people use in their gardens a lot to keep
weeds out,
insects, keep the pests out mostly.
Okay.
And you put that down and put some weights along the edges, some sandbags or firewood logs or whatever. And then as it gets really cold, if you live in the parts of the country where it gets really cold, then
Dan's house up in Wisconsin.
Right, in Wisconsin, then you put a second layer of plastic over it, and then you have, of course, the wind and the snow to deal with. So what you do is you stretch this plastic cover over three or four of these hoops across a bed, and then at each end you drive a 2x2 stake in the ground, and you bundle up the end of the plastic and pull it real tight and tie it down to that stake, and then you go ahead and put your sandbags or rebar or whatever around to keep the wind from getting under the plastic. And suddenly you have this little mini greenhouse over whatever crops you've gotten started in the fall. And then you just take them through the winter, and then in the early spring you take the plastic off. You can slip under that row cover and harvest your spinach or carrots or whatever.
Well,
and I think it could work for a lot of different crops.
Well, and you can make them tall enough that if you want to walk in it or kind of stoop in there, you could.
Yeah,
well,
you can build this kind
make
of
them as tall as
greenhouse
you.
In a lot of different ways and at very low cost.
Well, the Wisconsin house has a half-acre organic garden. I think what I'm going to do, the folks that are moving into it here later on, almost wintertime, They're we're gonna see what we can do to help them out with that garden and everything else. I'm going to pass these tips along and see how they do.
Yeah. You know, Elliot Coleman is a fellow who's been working with this technique, and he's pretty widely recognized as one of the master market gardeners of our generation. And he says that when you put these two layers over a garden bed, you're essentially kind of moving your garden about two zones south.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which is really pretty cool because
yeah.
If you're in Wisconsin, you kind of slide your garden, or part of your garden, back down to, say,
to Kansas.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
quite true. I mean, we're in kind of marginal zone two as it is, and for folks that don't know what those are, I'm sure this you can go look at the various temperature zones across the United States.
Just Google it, actually. It's really easy to find them.
Yeah. And I would be willing to bet Mother Earth News has had a chart in various issues in the back.
In fact, we have a special feature on our website, which we're real proud of, that's called... what to plant now, when to plant what.
Excellent.
So you can go in and you can actually look up for your region and figure out which crops you should plant which week and which month.
How fabulous.
And the higher the zone number, the farther south and the longer your growing season. I mean,
you
even
bet.
two or three weeks. Two or three weeks doesn't sound like much, but it's a long time for ripening of crops.
Yep.
Well, and I loved this thing with the quick hoops because my grandpa was, I think I've told you this story, he was a landscape architect in Columbus, Ohio, and he had two huge greenhouses, and they would grow flowers all winter long.
Yep.
And then, number one, they'd have flowers all winter long, but even more than that, in the springtime, way before any of the other landscape folks had their flowers ready to go, Grandpa Parzinger, you know, he was out selling his you know, little pots of plants ready
you
for
bet.
Folks' gardens.
He was selling them at a premium price.
He probably was, actually.
Yep.
Somehow it didn't trickle down to me, but but he was a wonderful fella. And so when I saw that, I was very nostalgic because I think the quick hoops are a neat way of doing that inexpensively, you know, if you can't afford to build a huge greenhouse.
Well, and I think you try it out this way and see how you like it. And then you might want to build a bigger hoop house or something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, in one of your recent issues, you had the article about all the different kinds of potting sheds. And I love that. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And some of them were made out of recycled materials, piece of cake stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's recycled windows just going to the pumps all across this country, which is a good thing. I mean, people are putting in better windows, but there's an awful lot of really good glass out there, which is a perfect greenhouse material.
And
not that hard to put it together.
And I love the old windows, you know, and it's neat when you can do different things with them. Matter of fact, I'll mention another fun project that you can do with them that's not really a gardening thing, but you can make screens, like divider screens between rooms, or even be like a half wall, say, between like a dining room and a kitchen. You can use those old windows and just embed them into a divider screen, and it makes a really neat-looking little divider.
Well, we're going to be replacing about 20 windows in the Wisconsin house, and you've just given me another 6 months' worth of project
to work
on.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Dan.
Oh, my golly.
Lots of fun stuff. Listeners, if you've just joined us, we're visiting, of course, with Cheryl Long from Mother Earth News.
One of our favorite people.
One of our favorite guests, for sure. And she is a wonderful, wonderful person, and a gardener, and a chicken lady, and just all kinds of things. But, Cheryl, I want to talk a little bit about wind turbines.
Okay.
I know you guys have done lots of articles on them, and this is an area where I don't have as much experience, and Dan, I know your expertise is really solar. I think we are both students of wind now. We really want to learn as much as we can. So what are some of the things that we can do, and are there really benefits of installing a wind turbine at a normal home or a small farm?
Well, I think first thing people need to realize is that wind turbines are probably going to work best in areas where people have a few acres of land around their home. But the cool thing about it is if you don't have that and you want to do it in a community, is you can do what they call community wind project, and you can organize a bunch of your friends and hook up with the local chamber of commerce or whoever, or some investors, and you can actually get your community to go together, build a big turbine outside of town, and feed that electricity into the grid for the whole community. And we did an article on that a couple months ago. There's a fellow by the name of Greg Paul, P-A-H-L. He's written a whole book about projects like this all around the world. It's a pretty cool thing.
Well, it sounds like a pretty cool thing to me. And I love driving out through West Texas here. And when you see the wind farms out there, they're just beautiful. But I've talked a little bit with some folks who say, oh, those wind farms, oh, my gosh, they're killing all of our migrating birds.
Yeah.
Well, I was up, I was actually in Maine, one of your favorite places, right, Cheryl?
Right, right. Yeah.
I was in Maine not too long ago. And I happened to be sitting at a little restaurant in Rockland, Maine. And there was a gentleman at the next table. And lo and behold, as happens to me all the time, I hear him start talking. And of course, I'm listening. And he's saying, wind farms are birds. They're killing the birds. And, you know, and I'm like catching little phrases. So I turn around and I'm like, buddy, what are you talking about? Let's get a conversation going here. And it turns out that he's a specialist that goes around the country visiting wind farms and checking the migrating birds and seeing if, you know, it's causing harm and all. And his opinion was it's not causing a problem. That if that if we've got a couple of birds that have run into these the wind turbines, that it's no different than birds running into a tree. It can be, you know, more harmful.
Studies have actually shown that buildings kill infinitely more birds than any of the wind generators. House cats kill more. Even the guy wires on some of the very tall antennas that are used for TV and radio stations and so forth. Cars. I mean, when you take a look, the wind generators don't even show up on the list as far as the percentage of kill.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that might have happened is that sometimes the, you know, as they're looking for the windiest spots to put the put these big farms of turbines, especially some of the early ones, they picked locations where migratory raptors were moving through, and there were some issues early on. But I mean, I agree with you. I think it's an issue that is not nearly as serious as it's been made out to be, and probably is when you add up all the other things that are happening, and nobody just happened to study how many birds smash into windows. But almost everybody who feeds birds has seen birds, occasionally smash into the windows on their house.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Cheryl, let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about wind and birds and bees and bats and all kinds of things. Cheryl Long with Mother Earth News, our special guest here on Energize Green.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com, keyword job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog.
Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to high noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at high noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at high noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man, but wind is also another form of solar energy. And we're sitting here talking wind. I got Andrea Rideout and Cheryl Long and wind. Wind power for homes, wind power, all kinds, one of the common questions that we often hear is, I want to put up a, you know, wind generator at my house, but as Cheryl just mentioned a couple minutes ago, if you don't have enough area, it's not good to be able to do it on the, you know, maybe it's your small city lot, but you can always get together as a community project and do it like a community garden and so forth. There are many cities that are actually encouraging that sort of thing now, where you can take it out into the country or a little bit area, open area, where you can take advantage of the wind.
Well, and Cheryl, for our listeners who actually live in the country, like I've got 10 acres and I know you've got some acreage, can you put up a wind turbine, and does it make sense?
It's going to vary from location to location. There are some parts of the country, especially the Midwest, that have lots of wind. There are other areas that don't have as much, but even within those areas, there are going to be some locations that are going to be perfect. The important thing here is to do your homework, do some reading, find a local person who installs these turbines, make sure that they come out, take some measurements, study the area. You need to have a fairly sort of clear approach. You don't want to put a turbine up really near trees or buildings because you get some turbulence and you don't get the full force of the wind. You also need to understand that the power of the wind is related to the cube of the height of the tower. So if you could get just a little bit taller tower, sometimes you can get a lot more power out of that turbine. But once you do your homework and if you have a good site, it makes a great deal of sense. It's basically free energy once you've, you know, paid the cost to put the turbine up. It's just going to, you know, chug away up there. You can get some federal rebates right now are pretty good for any kind of.
And what kind of rebates do we have? I guess there's also some federal tax credits.
Yeah, I think there's a 30% tax. Well, I forget. You know, maybe you know, Dan. It's several thousand dollars or a percent of the project you can get from off your taxes, your federal taxes, and then a lot of states have additional incentives. So
some
again,
states have additional.
The local dealers should know the details on all this for you.
But, now, I found that website, that Desire. That is cool.
Yeah, that's a really good site.
Yeah, it is. It's DSIRE, and this is the database of state incentives for renewables and efficiencies. And we've had listeners ask us all the time, what does my state do? What are my federal options, you know, and so forth and so on. So this is a great place, listeners. Visit this site. It's DSIRE.com.
I think it's DSIRE.USA.com.
Oh, USA.com.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful.
And we do have a link for it on our website under resources.
We absolutely
resources.
Do. You bet. You bet. And so what do you think about the vertical axis wind turbines?
Well, they're problematic. Dan, you mentioned, you know, Mick Sigrillo, who's one of the
very good
leading people with sort of small-scale wind development. And we worked with him at Mother Earth News recently on this question. There may be some good designs coming down the road, but everything that we've been able to figure out about what's out there right now, these vertical axis, basically they spin round
sideways.
And
yeah,
sideways.
Right.
And,
you got one moving away from the wind and one part of it moving back toward it.
Yeah, and they just aren't as efficient, and they don't typically aren't mounted as high as the conventional turbines. And so there's a little, you know, renewable energy is really hot right now, and I really urge people to do their homework and don't be suckered into something. If it's
too good
to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
Very, very, very true. And you're correct. As a matter of fact, the ones that look like an airplane propeller are, in fact, the most efficient of the group right now.
Yeah, but there's a lot of work underway, and then that certainly could change. You know, with all of this, with wind, with solar, with hybrid cars, we're really in the sort of infancy of this whole realm.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though it's been around for a few decades, when you think about how many decades we've been working on automobiles, and they're still inventing new things. Now we have new diesel engines that are cleaner and better. You know,
and we just talked about that last week, actually. The Volkswagen folks came on,
Yep. So it's a very exciting time for renewable energy, but there's you got to keep up to date if you're thinking of making a major investment.
Well, and that's the whole thing. And Dan, you know this so well. I mean, you know it from the inside out.
I've lived with, you know, I'm a solar design engineer, and I'm having to run to keep up with the things that are happening in the industry. I've done it for 37 years, and I feel like I'm still a beginner.
Yeah, and like I was saying, and I say this every week, but I learn something new on the show every week. I learn it, and from the inside out, you know, we read as much as we can, and we're constantly studying, and I still feel like I'm really just scratching the surface of this phenomenal, burgeoning knowledge about renewables and just going green in general.
You know, commercial wind farms in many parts of the world are now competitive with fossil fuel electricity production.
Boy, we love to see that.
When they put a new one in, it is competitive. They can put it in as cheap or cheaper than they can put in a new coal plant. And that's huge.
Exciting. I'm telling you, that's fantastic. Cheryl, believe it or not, we're out of time. It never seems like we have enough time to talk to you.
Isn't that the truth?
And of course, that's why we have Mother Earth News Magazine and the phenomenal website that you guys have, MotherEarthNews.com. And we are looking forward to being part of the Mother Earth News family. As a matter of fact, next week we'll mark our first show as Mother Earth News Radio. And this will be one of the last times that I get to say we'll be back in a few minutes with more Energized Green.
If you're looking to take your green lifestyle on the road, you'll need the right car. And you'll find it at Metro Volkswagen in Irving. Introducing the Volkswagen Jetta TDI Clean Diesel. Named the 2009 Green Car of the Year by Green Car Journal. It's easy to see why the folks at Green Car Journal went so crazy for the Jetta TDI. It's fuel efficient with an EPI estimated 41 miles per gallon highway. It's powerful, delivering some 236 foot-pounds of pulse-raising torque. And it's earth-friendly. Volkswagen's clean diesel is engineered to emit fewer and cleaner emissions. Come to Metro Volkswagen to meet the 2009 Volkswagen TDI clean diesel sedan or sports wagon. The 2009 Green Car of the Year, now on display at Metro Volkswagen. Metro Volkswagen, on Airport Freeway and Story Road in Irving, or on the web at vwtexas.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Metro Volkswagen.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were out at the State Fair of Texas, and Dan, we were talking about John Simonetta with Proforma Green. These guys are incredible. You know, I had called them and said, I need some stuff to give out at the State Fair. You know, pencils with our name on it, umbrella, stuff like that. But my time was rather tight. And so I said to John, what can I get like yesterday? And the next day, I started getting packages. It was like, oh, my gosh. I got
Christmas
imprinted bags and pencils and even a beautiful jacket, as you pointed out, that said Energized Green. And I'm sorry I didn't get you one.
That's all right.
There was only one.
That's all right. Well, we're going to get a chance to take care of that because Yours is going to say Energized Green. Mine's going to say something different.
It's going to say Mother Earth News
Mother
here
Earth
in
News
about
Radio.
Mother Earth News Radio here in about a week.
Oh,
because
my
we're
golly.
Launching next week. Can you imagine? It's Halloween already. And next week's our very first Mother Earth News Radio. I'm so excited. And Mr. Begley is going to be joining us. We're excited about that.
And some other surprise guests.
But first, a special guest for today, John Simonetta. John, I want to tell you, you got me out of a bind at the State Fair. You are wonderful.
Well, happy to help you out. I'm glad you're enjoying the jacket.
I love my jacket. I will never take my jacket off, ever. It's fabulous.
Well,
and the coolest thing is everybody looks at me and says, wow, what a beautiful jacket. And I say, yeah, it used to be like drink bottles. It used to be soda bottles.
Water bottles.
Yeah, that jacket is very impressive. It's actually, it's 100% recycled, water-resistant polyester on the outside, and the lining is also 100% recycled polyester quilted taffeta. That's a gorgeous jacket. It's a great example of how something can be, very, very eco-friendly and still be very practical, very gorgeous, very useful.
Well, it wasn't a couple years ago. I was trying to have some business cards printed on recycled paper, and I had to go to the ends of the earth to find recycled cardstock. I had to go to a special supplier, pick it up and everything, and then take it to my printer. But now we're seeing a lot of printing companies are switching to mostly recycled. A lot of them are going with soy inks. Matter of fact, pretty much everybody's switching over to soy inks.
Yeah, it's really amazing what's happened in the last years. Everything seems to have come online. The prices have fallen through the floor. So, competitively, the prices are about the same, and the quality on the items has come up quite a bit. And your comment about the soy ink is, it's 100% accurate. A lot of these printers, even smaller shops, are moving to the soy-based inks simply because they're safer for their workers.
Right. And see, a lot of our listeners may not even know, and I know another magazine that's also being printed completely with soy ink, and in this particular case, it's non-toxic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
where the
non-toxic.
The old mm-hmm. inks were very toxic.
Well, and not just that, it kept you from putting it in your compost.
In the landfill?
Compost.
You couldn't make mulch out of it or anything mm-hmm. because it would actually help, you put it out in the garden and the plants wouldn't grow.
And now you can throw your magazines and phone books and everything out into the composter because it's mostly soy ink.
Right.
And so what do you have? You've got soy and you got paper, which is made from wood, so it's totally compostable.
But we used to use the old newsprint that had the non-soy ink. For that very reason, it would actually kill the weeds and everything else in that particular area. And now it's not a problem anymore.
Well, and this is what we're seeing now in T-shirts, backpacks, mugs, everything. So many of these products, John, I know are made from recycled materials like the recycled plastic bottles. And a lot of them themselves are recyclable. What do you see in some of the big trends?
Well, one of the things is that material that was used to make the jacket you like so much, it's popping up everywhere. It's in the industry, we always talk about it as being a water bottle, water bottle polyester. Basically, it's just recycled polyester. So you can do it as a jacket. You can do it as a backpack. I think we actually had some umbrellas at the event made
right.
from the same material.
Uh-huh.
Anything that in the past that they could do with polyester, well, they're just going to get the same templates out and just make it out of this material, except that this material used to be your yogurt containers and your pool tops. And your old water bottles.
Well,
so there's really no stopping these the stuff that's coming across my desk. The last 2 years it's really picked up, but the last 18 months, version 2 is out, and version 2 is basically, okay, we know we can do it, now let's get really, really stylish. I mean, one of the jackets that we had out at the State Fair, sorry, one of the shirts we had out there was 60% rayon from bamboo and 40% recycled polyester.
And it was unbelievably soft.
Oh, that's
and,
the yeah, thing. It is so soft.
We had at the fair a U.S.-made T-shirt for like schools or anybody that's looking to run a T-shirt. This thing was 50% recycled poly, so that's again from water bottles, and 50% reclaimed cotton, so kind of recycled cotton, made in the USA. The things are actually manufactured down in Dade County, Florida, and they're printed with eco-friendly ink.
And they're absolutely the softest cotton feel you've ever seen.
And no, we're not
That's
being paid
what
to
I
see
like
this.
About
this
it.
Was
no,
real. I mean,
no,
I was
it's
very
the
impressed.
Softest stuff. It's
we
soft.
We get that a lot. The organic cotton, because of the way it's treated and you know, whether it's done as a polo or it's done as just a simple T-shirt, it often feels softer than, I guess, regular cotton. I don't know.
But even the recycled plastics were soft. The one that you had just said
that
was partially,
you know. Gorgeous. The, you know, people can see this stuff in the stores. You know, REI, a retail store, sells a recycled polyester fleece.
And the bamboo. I was just astonished.
We sell the exact same thing in the promotional products industry, and they're absolutely gorgeous. Andrew, that jacket you have, there's a jacket a step up from it, which is a ski jacket, which is the same, except that there's a 100% recycled material, lining to it, fleece lining to it.
Oh, wow.
And you can't tell. You cannot tell.
No, you can't.
Someone tells you these things are made from reclaimed recycled materials. There's, the consumer does not know unless the consumer is educated about it.
Well, and that, this is what I want to do. I want to let people know because, listeners, if you're getting ready to do, you know, T-shirts for your school or if you've got a company or whatever, look at some of these recycled materials. There's a lot of stuff out there right now that we're seeing come out, like little jar openers made from recycled rubber tires. The mugs, John, that you showed us that
plastic
are...
plastic mugs. Those,
yeah,
those are beautiful. They're made in the USA.
Yeah, corn plastic.
U.S. corn, 90 days in a managed composting facility. They're supposed to break back down into nothing.
I've got one that I'm going to be testing. Yeah. I'm actually putting it in. We're going to see how well it breaks down.
I've been waiting for someone to do that because I really want to see what happens when they start falling apart.
Well, and
you
know,
normal wear and tear, they don't fall apart. They last forever.
Well, and we're just about out of time, but I want to let listeners know that you've got a really cool website. It's called proformagreen.com, and you can also email John directly at info@proformagreen.com. And we've got a link on our website to you right there, John, at energizedgreen.com. And so, folks, you can find out more about, like I said, if you're doing T-shirts for your school or
anything,
your company or whatever, anything promotional. All right. Well, John, we appreciate you being with us, and we encourage companies all around the country to go green. It's the responsible thing to do. And nowadays, it's just a lot more fun, a lot better, too. We'll be back with more Energized Green. Keith Lyles is going to join us with Super Roof and some ideas for staying a little bit warmer with your roof, covering up your house this winter. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop. Beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit energyshopinc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new cool roof from Classic Super Roof? A cool roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because super roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energized Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing cool roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a cool roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's L-I-T-E-U-P Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. This is actually our next to the last segment of Energize Green, because next week,
Energize Green on Halloween.
That's right. And next week will be Mother Earth News Radio. So we're winding down here, Dan, but we're going to have a blast starting next week.
But for now, we get to be Halloween.
Ed Begley coming on next week, and our friends from Mother Earth News, of course. We're going to have a great launch.
Oh, and surprise guests.
Launch party. That's right, and lots of special guests. But speaking of guests, how about Keith Lyles, our friend from Super Roof?
You've heard about the joke about the roof?
No, what's the joke about the roof?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you. No. I'm not going to tell you because it's over your head anyway.
Oh, that was bad.
Yes, it was.
That was bad. Keith, you better jump in here and help me.
He's on top of it.
Oh, no.
That was good. Oh, my. I can't even top that.
Roofer humor.
Well, we love talking about roofs. You know, it's funny. Until I met you, I didn't care a thing about roofs. And then you put a new roof on my house, and
roofs were boring.
I thought they were boring. Until I got a new metal roof, it changed my entire outlook on roofs. But, you know, we've got listeners all over the country, and I was saying earlier in the show, one of the things I didn't realize about our roof is how important it is for protecting us and keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. I know, Dan, you're just fixing to get a new roof on your house up there in Wisconsin, right?
Actually, we had one put on last week.
Oh, okay. And what's the deal with that? I mean,
it's a steel roof. It's got a 50-year warranty. And in this particular case, because it's so far away from where Keith is, I went with some of his suggestions. I got a forest green roof. It'll help the snow melt off in the winter.
Oh,
and
neat.
It was hand-tooled by some people actually in the area, the Amish.
Oh, wow.
And so
Have been fun to watch.
Oh, it's incredible.
Fantastic. Now, Keith, you put metal roofs on down here in Texas. Have you ever worked with the Amish?
No, I haven't worked with the Amish. I used to go to church with some of them.
How cool. Well, I've met a lot of them. You know, when I travel around on the train on Amtrak, I always meet Amish people, and they are so nice.
I know it.
And man, can they...
Great. Craftsmanship.
Oh, great craft! And can they tell jokes? I've never laughed so hard as I do when I ride on the train with the friends I make in the Amish community. They're hysterical.
I was raised up in Pennsylvania and close to Lancaster County, where they have a big population of it.
Now, see, I would have never guessed that with your Texas
accent.
I was going
to say the same thing.
I would have thought you were born and bred in Texas.
I'm not from Texas, but I got here as quick as I could.
And you were totally overtaken by the Texas accent.
Boy, that's for sure.
I love it.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about roofs. You know, in the summertime here in Texas, we tend to think of our roofs as a way of shedding the heat. But what about in the wintertime when you want to keep the heat in? Are there different technologies that you can get into that help your house stay warmer?
Well, you know, the big push or the popular thing is radiant barrier.
Right.
Everybody's talking radiant barriers. And most all of your steel roofing products are first galvalumed, coated, so they're corrosion resistant.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Well, galvanized is zinc coating.
Right.
Galvalume is aluminum coating. And they put this on the metal so that it won't rust as a corrosion prohibitor, but it also brings you the benefit of a radiant barrier.
Now, when somebody started doing that and they were putting these metal roofs on and galvaluming them, I'm going to assume they didn't even realize that it was going to have that added benefit. Is that true?
I know it.
It was like accidental, and they're thinking, wow, my house is so much cooler. What's the deal?
Well, radiant barriers weren't known at the time. They were just coating it for corrosion resistance, because you get on the coast and in some areas where there's salty climate. Galvanized didn't last near as long as what galvalume did, so the galvaluming process has become the process for corrosion reduction or prohibitive, and now it's radiant barrier, so not only is it stopping the heat, it's like putting a mirror on top of the house. The heat bounces right off of the house, but it also works to keep the warm in the wintertime too.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's come back in a minute and talk a little bit more about some of the options that we have on metal roofs and how hardy they are and so forth. Okay. We'll be back with more Energized Green, at least for another week, in just a moment.
Stay tuned.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM headline news with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her. Okay. I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 headline news.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus sea stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today. Or visit youcanbuycoolnow.com.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski here on our last Energize Green, and it's on Halloween.
That's right. And this is actually our last segment of our last show here on CNN as Energize Green. We're going to be Mother Earth News Radio beginning next week. And we're thrilled because we've formed a new partnership with Mother Earth News Magazine. For those of you who are regular listeners to the show, you know that Mother Earth has been coming on with us for a long time. Even back when I had the Ask Andrea show, the Mother Earth News folks were some of my regular guests on the show. And we finally decided to make that kind of that partnership official. And we formed a kind of an alliance of green. And we are going to help spread the green message all around the country and, of course, here in our home state of Texas as well.
Mother Earth News is the original sustainable living magazine. They've been around for 40 years.
That's right. Well, 40 years this next year. Unbelievable. And it's really an honor. I can't tell you how honored. As a matter of fact, the first day, Dan, when we decided to join forces, I started crying. I was so excited.
Oh, my golly. Well, that's a woman's prerogative.
That's true. I'll tell you what, though. We've got someone here with us talking about roofs. Keith Lyles, another one of our very favorite people. And Keith, a couple years back, you put a new roof on my house, and it was in the middle of the summertime here, hot Texas summer. Oh, probably 105 degrees the day your guys finished. And I saw an immediate drop. Number one, we found the house to be much more comfortable immediately. And with the next month, our electric bill dropped about $75. So that was quite incredible.
We hear that all the time when we install metal roofs on it. Especially now, you had cedar shingles on that house.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, they're typically very energy efficient, but if you change from a metal, from a composition to a metal, you even see more of a reduction in your energy.
And well, for our listeners that may not know, composition are the asphalt shingles.
That's right.
Right.
And on the house there, we had the cedar, and one of the biggest things that I also noticed immediately, because I was the one having to clean the house, is that our dust level in the house dropped immediately. I had always complained that that house was the dustiest house I'd ever had, and when we got that metal roof on there, the dust problem dropped 90%. It was incredible. So I was very, very happy with that.
They're very watertight, but they're not airtight. They still would get to breathe some, but they will seal the dust out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure worked for me.
Well, mentioning water, Keith, also one of the, you know, my house up in Wisconsin that I'm in the process of refurbishing, just about finished now, it's in a very lightning-prone area. Is a metal roof going to be more attractive to lightning?
No, we found over the years I've only had two or three instances where I got feedback from homeowners that actually homes were struck by lightning, and the roofs are grounded to the existing vents, heater vents, and so forth that come through the roof, and lightning strikes whatever's in its path is what I've found out from meteorologists and other folks that know about these things, but I've had occasion where lightning struck a house across the street that was composition, so it wasn't attracted over to the metal roof. You know, I just say lightning strikes whatever's in its path.
When we had the wood shingles, we actually had a lightning strike. It went through the roof, down two floors, through the television set, and jumped out and hit Tony on the foot. My daughter Tony was laying in front of the TV watching, you know, a movie, and it jumped out and got her on the foot.
And see, wood is an insulator.
It didn't hurt her. I mean, she didn't have to go to the hospital or anything like that, but it hurt.
Wow.
You know, a shock on the foot. So, yeah, and that was when we had the wood roof. So
what about hail? If you don't have to have lightning, you don't have lightning worries, are they noisier in a hail storm?
Well, not anything's noisy in hail. It sounds like hail. But I tell you, here in Texas, we get a discount on our insurance premiums because metal roofs are more impact resistant.
For hail. That's right. Matter of fact, I saved, I think it was 15%. Is that right?
It depends on the county. But in Dallas County, it's 28%.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And I was out, I was actually in Dallas County at that time.
And listeners around the country would, you know, check with your insurance carrier because there's a possibility you could save some money as well.
That's right. Absolutely.
And they're very wind resistant, too. Most of them are 120 mile an hour plus wind resistant.
So if you're in an area that gets hurricanes or tornadoes, it's definitely... definitely a boon there. And I know we're almost out of time, but Keith, for our listeners in the North Texas area who might want to give you a call and find out about Super Roof, what's your number there?
817-268-1500, or you can get us at superroof.com, and that's with one R.
And we, of course, have a link on energizegreen.com. And we will be back next week. As Mother Earth
News Radio.
That's right.
Warm and loving and homey.
It is, isn't it warm and loving? It's a great name. We're very thrilled. And Keith, you've been a part of that, and as is everyone listening to us, we appreciate everybody, and we are so excited. We'll see you next week with our special guest, Ed Begley, and lots of other fun surprises. And until then, visit our website, energizegreen.com. Bless everybody. We'll see you next week.